When it comes to U.S. middle school science and engineering, girls rule. Girls took the top five prizes at the 2019 Broadcom Masters, a competition for middle school students across the country. The winners were announced last month. In first place was 14-year-old Elena Gassler of West Grove, Pennsylvania. She designed a system to make driving safer by reducing blind spots, the areas that drivers cannot see outside their vehicle. Gassler developed the technology while in eighth grade. She, along with the entire class of 2019, are already leaders in their fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, said Paula Golden, president of the Broadcom Foundation. These young innovators give every one of us hope for the future.
The Broadcom Masters Competition is a project of the Society for Science and the Public. The term Masters is short for Math, Applied Science, Technology, and Engineering for Rising Stars. The program was set up to motivate young people to attend college and pursue careers in STEM fields. Many schools across the country have increased classes in STEM subjects. The Broadcom Masters was open to students in 6th, 7th, and 8th grades across the country. In the spring, around 80,000 students competed in about 300 science fairs sponsored by the Society. Only 10% of those students then go on to compete at the finals in Washington, D.C. 30 finalists took home more than $100,000 in awards and prize money. The winners were honored for their STEM successes, as well as for demonstrating skills in critical thinking, communication, creativity, and teamwork.
This year, all the major awards in the competition went to girls. The top prize winner, Elena Gassler, says she got the idea for her project after seeing her mother struggle with blind spots in her family's car. Blind spots lead to many accidents, about 840,000 accidents a year nationwide. Gassler's system helps drivers see through the A-frame pillar, the part of the vehicle in the front that joins the top and front window. The A-frame pillar is important for safety and cannot be removed. Gassler used a camera to help drivers look through the structure to see what is blocked. The camera sends video to a device that shows images on the other side of the pillar. The driver then can see what's in the blind spot. Gassler said that when she heard her name called as the winner, it was so unexpected.
The young inventor won a $25,000 prize for her invention. She told Popular Mechanics she can make improvements on her device with that money. Gassler said she wants to improve the picture, making it easy to see in any weather or time of day. She also told the magazine she hopes to sell her idea. Here are the other top winners. The 14-year-olds each received $10,000 for their projects. Rachel Berge of Harleysville, Pennsylvania, won the Lemelson Award for Invention. The Lemelson Foundation gives it to a student who creates promising solutions to real-world problems. Berge developed a trap to capture the spotted lanternfly, a non-native species causing damage to trees in Pennsylvania. She got her idea when she was climbing on her favorite tree at her family's farm.
Cider Claire from Sandy, Utah, won the Marconi Samueli Award for Innovation. She developed bricks that one day could be made on the planet Mars. That way, astronauts would not have to bring building materials with them when they set up structures on the red planet. She says she will use her money for college.
Alexis McAvoy from Hillsboro, California, won the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Award for Health Advancement. It recognizes the student whose work shows the most promise in health-related fields and an understanding of how social issues affect health. McAvoy designed a water filter using carbon to remove heavy metals from water.
Lauren Ijaga, who lives in New Orleans, Louisiana, won the STEM Talent Award. It is given to a student for demonstrating excellence in science, technology, engineering, or math, along with the leadership and technical skills necessary to excel in the future. Ijaga studied how certain kinds of light from the sun affect plant growth and performance. DoD STEM, a program of the U.S. Defense Department, presented the award. The Broadcom Masters winners were among 30 finalists, 18 girls and 12 boys. They were chosen from 2,348 candidate students in 47 states. A group of scientists, engineers, and educators selected the winners. Each finalist's middle school will receive $1,000 from the Broadcom Masters to support the school's science program. I'm Ann Ball.
And I'm Brian Lynn.